up exercises. Instruction following medication. You are going to hear some instructions on how to take a certain medication. Listen carefully. Note down the dosage, the side effects, and the warnings, etc. Remember to check the dosage before you take this medicine. Adults 12 years old and over take 2 teaspoonfuls, but do not exceed 15 teaspoonfuls per day. Children 6 years old to 12 take half of the adult dosage, but do not exceed 7 teaspoonfuls per day. And here are the warnings you should keep in mind. Do not exceed the recommended dosage unless directed by a physician. Do not administer to children under 6 years old or to individuals with high blood pressure, heart disease, or diabetes. This preparation may cause drowsiness. Do not drive or operate machinery while taking this medication. Chronic cough is dangerous. If relief does not occur within 3 days, discontinue use and consult your physician.
Part 2.
Short dialogue. Practice in drawing inferences.
Now tune in your expert ears because the bailiff's about to call the next witness.
The court calls Miss Elvira Quirk to the stand. State your name, please.
You know my name, Sonny. You just said it yourself. Name's Elvira Quirk. Miss Quirk.
Miss Quirk is about to tell her story. You'd better listen carefully. She's pretty old. They say her memory's not as good as it used to be, but her imagination's much better. Let's listen.
That's right, Sonny. Elvira Quirk. And I'm 93 years old. I don't look it, do I? Lived in this town all my life, over on Drinker Street, just a few doors from that rascal Billy Smith. Oh, he's a bad one, I tell you. Always thought he was. Why, do you know, when the circus came to town, he stole a live elephant? That's right. Carried it home under his hat. Also seen him steal a milk truck and carry it to school in his lunchbox. Well, that's a fact. Well, I've got nothing more to tell.
Well, Your Honor, that was pretty unusual testimony. We'd better make sure we've got the facts straight.
Exercise 1. Look at the court record under Miss Quirk's testimony and answer the questions of fact. For the facts, put an X in the box labeled fact. And for the ones that are not facts, put an X in the not fact box.
But did she really see those things? This brings up one of the most important functions of a judge, deciding whether a witness's statement is or is not fact. The judge has to consider this in making his final decision.
Exercise 2. Look at the questions of judgment under Miss Quirk's testimony. If you see any statements you are sure are not facts, cross them out.
Finished? Good. Just in time, because here comes your last witness.
State your name, please.
Mr. Messi.
Now, listen carefully. Mr. Messi's testimony may be tricky.
Yes, sir. Messi's the name. Candy's my game. I own the Good and Messi Candy Company. Make the best candy in the world. Even if I do say so myself. I can see why someone would want to steal it. Now, I know all about this Billy Smith. Bad kid, if you ask me. And the morning the candy was stolen, I saw him hanging around the back of the factory and a little red wagon with him. There were 2,000 boxes of candy back there, too, enough to fill a good-sized truck. Now, if you ask me, Billy took that candy in his wagon. That's how I see it.
Do you agree with Mr. Messi? Well, we'll see. First, let's make another check of our facts.
Exercise 3. Look at the questions of fact under Mr. Messi's testimony. For the facts, put an X in the box labeled fact, and for the ones that are not facts, put an X in the not fact box.
When you heard Miss Quirk's testimony, you had to deal with a few judgment questions. And it looks like you may have some more in Mr. Messi's testimony. Some statements you'll have to cross out of the record.
Exercise 4. Look at the questions of judgment under Mr. Messi's testimony. If you see any statements you are sure are not facts, cross them out.
are of the opinion that most people cannot live beyond 100 years. But a growing number of scientists believe that the aging process can be controlled. There are more than 12,000 Americans over 100 years old who receive Social Security benefits, and their numbers are increasing each year. Dr. James Langley of Chicago claims that, theoretically and under ideal conditions, animals, including man, can live 6 times longer than their normal period of growth. A person's period of growth lasts approximately 25 years. If Dr. Langley's theory is accurate, future generations can expect a lifespan of 150 years.
Exercise 1. Decide whether the statements are true or false. Write T for true and F for false. Exercise 2. Tell why you have decided that some of the statements in Exercise 1 are true and some are false.